Okay, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we basically got, hopefully we'll have enough time to talk about all three of the topics here on the first slide. We're going to begin by talking about recent changes in the scope of the IRS's authority to regulate in the area of tax practice. That's a fair way to say it. We'll talk about three cases, Loving, Ridgely, and Sexton. We'll then move on and we'll talk about some privilege issues, specifically some when does privilege not apply? We're going to talk about the work product doctrine, talk about the Schaeffler case, which was a Second Circuit case decided not too long ago. And then we're going to talk about waiving privilege. That's both the attorney-client privilege and the 75-25 privilege, which I gather from the program you talked about a bit yesterday. We're going to talk about some, in my view, I think Chris might share this, some kind of troubling cases involving a waiver of those privileges where a taxpayer raises a reasonable cause and good faith defense to penalties. And then we'll go on and talk about some of the changes that were made to Circular 230 itself. Okay. Before we get to the first part of the first topic, we just wanted to do a little bit of background or introductory stuff. So what sources of professional regulation apply to you? Now, I think all of you are from different, you know, you have a variety of work environments, places that you work, as well as different professional credentials.